I got a ring up this morning to say that over at the gate there was papers and that threw out of the Jeep that they robbed. And then the girl that was down here walking around, she came up and she just checked the doors and they were all open. So she came up and said we were after being broke into.
And when you come in there, what, just for listeners, explain to us what we can see here and what happened.
They just went through every press in the place, just, I'd say, looking for money, but there's no money here, like, pulled everything out around the floor and that.
And they also, you were saying there's a coffee dock outside, they would have broken into that.
Yeah, they broke into that looking for money as well, but there's no money in it, like. We have two mirrors outside the gate, they were taken about July, over one weekend. We put them there for safety for people going out on the road, like. So someone took them as well, and two or three years ago, someone broke into our container and robbed our lawnmowers. See, we're so isolated down here, like, it, in the winter evenings, it's dark from 5 until 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, if you pulled in, no one would see you, like.
But that's the other thing, is you are so isolated, and it's one of the most picturesque GAA pitches, I think, in the country, just out on the peninsula here at the Blessington Lakes. But so isolated, and you'd wonder how somebody could come along and, you know, do something like this.
Yeah, they have too much time on their hands.
That's it. But it must be, from your perspective as a volunteer here, you know, and the locals that work very hard at the club, it's very disheartening, you'd imagine.
It is, yeah. It's very disheartening after raising money to get a fine clubhouse like this and then to buy material and come down and it's gone overnight. Like, it's heartbreaking, really. You'd feel like if you could get them, throw them into the lake, but you can't do that. For all the volunteers, like, to give their time for nothing and then to have someone come down and ruin what they're after trying to fundraise for maybe, like, we're building this place for 20 years, like, all the committee that was here for years. It's a credit to every one of them, like, but it's hard, it's disheartening, like, when you come down and see that people can just wreck it and overnight, like.
It's not for the first time we've seen something like this happen. We reported on the programme Snigsbrogan Park, the home of Newbridge Hotspurs, where a digger was taken, driven all around the pitch and left marks, and there were fences broken as well. And as you say, these people just have too much time on their hands, and it is disheartening from a local perspective. You were also saying to us as well, and you referenced it at the start, that there's reports that the other night, so we're talking Sunday night.
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday night, that something happened, obviously here, but in the other locality as well, we believe something might have happened.
Yeah, they seemingly on their way down out the Wicklow Gap Road, they robbed the Jeep from a farmer's place and then came here and then went into Blessington and robbed a high-powered motorbike.
You've been in touch with the Gardaí. What have the Gardaí said?
The guards were out and they were here this morning and they're coming back to look, but they reckon that there's no point in taking fingerprints because the lads were wearing gloves and that. And we don't have CCTV or anything like that.
But the place was locked up. The gate was locked up. You've shown us where they've gained entry as well. The door was locked. They jimmied the door open and left the place ransacked.
Yeah, and they walked in, like, they didn't break the lock on the gate. They walked in through the small side gate, parked on the road, like. So they didn't even pull the, whatever they were driving off the road, like.
So you're appealing to anyone who might have seen anything, any information, to bring it to the local Gardaí?
Yeah, please. It happened between, say, 1 and 2 o'clock, if anyone did see anything. But the way it's gone, like, if you did see people messing, you're afraid to approach them because you don't want anyone getting hurt either just for the sake of someone breaking into your club, like.